Do you want to profoundly increase your sense of self-love and self-knowledge in one practice that's going to take about half an hour, bring you intense joy, and maybe one of the high points of your life? If so, stay tuned to this episode of the Deeper Dating Podcast to learn how.
If you've ever been disillusioned, disappointed, or discouraged in your search for love, and you know there has to be a better way to find the healthy, soul-filling love you've always longed for, then you've discovered the podcast for you. I know, as Ken's work personally has led me to find the love of my life. So here's your host of Deeper Dating, Ken Page.
Hey, dear folks, and welcome to the Deeper Dating Podcast. I'm Ken Page, and I'm a psychotherapist. I'm the author of the best-selling book, Deeper Dating, the creator of the Deeper Dating Intensive, the host of your podcast, and I'm excited to share with you today one of the greatest gifts that I believe you can receive in your life. And I'm going to teach you how to get it and how to give it too. It's called a gift circle, and it's kind of mind-blowing and very wonderful. In this episode and every episode, I'm going to share with you the greatest tools that I know to help you find love and keep it flourishing and heal your life in the process. Because the skills of dating are the skills of intimacy, and we know those are the greatest skills of all for a meaningful, happy life. And if you want to learn more about this path and receive some wonderful free gifts, just go to deeperdatingpodcast.com. And you'll also there find transcripts of this episode and every other episode. So, okay, let me jump in. I have led, hundreds and hundreds of retreats and workshops in my lifetime. And basically, in every single retreat that I run, we do this process. It's called a gift circle, and it works best when you know people to some degree. But what it is that you share with them and they share with you what they see as your deepest gifts. And guaranteed, it will fill your heart. It will give you confidence. There will be a deep joy in giving it back to somebody. And I'm going to teach you how to do it. But the first thing I'm going to do is kind of talk about some of the concepts behind it, because I think they're really important. I'll be right back after this. If you're interested in accelerating and deepening your search for love, I want to invite you to a very special project, the Deeper Dating Intensive. I only offer it twice a year, and it's a six-month journey working closely with me and an amazing community to transform each member's search for love. And you can learn more at deeperdatingintensive.com. And if it feels like a match, on that page, you can set up a free one-on-one session with me to explore possibilities. I look forward to connecting if this speaks to you. Welcome back. The first concept is about this issue of self-confidence and self-love. We are taught that we need to love ourselves first. And that is a beautiful, wonderful half-truth. It's only a half-truth because there are areas where we don't love ourselves. We can't love ourselves. We can't see ourselves. And it takes someone who really loves us and sees us and knows us to help us understand that area in a way that gives it context, that helps us see our gifts within there, that helps us learn self-love in the very places where self-love is hardest to come by. That's what it means to have friendship. That's what it means to have love, is to see yourself being loved in precisely the places where you don't yet know how to love yourself. This process is going to help you learn how to love yourself in a deeper, richer way. And, you know, in my six-month intensive, in my workshops, in my retreats, people say again and again that this is one of the best parts of the whole experience, the most life-changing and the most positive. So let me tell you what it is. Let me back up and explain why it matters so much and how it works. And then I'm going to guide you in how to do it. And I think you'll really, really appreciate it. And I think the people you do it with will really appreciate it too. It's a bit of a leap. It is totally, definitely a leap into vulnerability. And I know many of you are going to stop right here, but don't, because it's so incredibly worth it. It is existentially worth it. Okay. So what it is that you are just going to pick a few people, maybe just one person, maybe four, maybe five, you decide, and you are going to ask them to tell you, and I'm actually going to give you a draft that's going to be in the transcripts of an email that you could just send to people. You could just cut and paste and send it to people, and it kind of explains the entire thing, and I'll read parts of it during this episode. But okay, so you're going to give them this letter that explains that you are on a journey of learning more deeply about love, and you're going to ask them to tell you about the qualities in you that they see as your deepest gifts, and you're going to do the same thing back for them. So, okay, obviously, this is not going to be to people who are cynical and are going to laugh at this. This is only going to be for people who really value you. And it's only going to be for people who you feel safe that they're going to follow the ground rules, which I'll tell you what those ground rules are. Essentially, they are only positive feedback, only the gifts in you. That's all they're going to describe. It's okay that they don't describe the ways you have to fix yourself. God knows you hear about that enough. This is going to be articulating your deepest gifts. And so, you know, you could do this via email. Then you get to keep the email that people sent you. You could do it by phone. You could do it by Zoom. You could do it in person. And if you kind of are lucky enough to have a group of people, all of whom love each other and trust each other and are safe and know each other, who can do it together, get together, order some pizza, do this, take an afternoon, it will just absolutely blow you away. But not everybody has the luxury to do that. So now I'm just going to back up a little bit and tell you a story. This story is, I was in a training for body-mind therapy. And we had to kind of have a therapist, a watcher, and a client. And, you know, all of us therapist trainees would take these different roles. So I was in the role where I was going to be the mock therapist. And my friend was in the role where he was going to be the mock client. And I was going to do a session with him. And then I was going to, we didn't have an observer for this one, actually. And then I was going to tell him what I liked and what I thought he could have done differently or more effectively. And before we started, he said to me, "Ken, I have a request. I only want you to tell me the good things. I only want you to tell me what you thought was wonderful about what I did." And I thought, like, he was like really being a wuss. That was what I thought. Like, what? Do you not want to hear how you can improve? So I was kind of judgmental about that until he explained his reasoning to me. And he blew me away with it. And it changed the way I think. And this is what he said to me. He said, "Ken, I have spent my whole life learning by being told what I needed to do better. I cannot imagine that there is not a ton of learning in just hearing about what I'm gifted at, in just hearing about what I did really well, in just hearing about what I did that really touched you and moved you. And that's all I want to learn from today." And I was blown away, and I loved those instructions. And I crafted this exercise from that and from something that a mentor said to me. This is a kind of theistic thing, so if it doesn't fit you, you can change it around to make it yours. But she said, "If I'm not seeing you as God sees you, then I am not seeing you at all." And this blew me away. And to me, what it means is that if I'm not seeing the goodness, the beauty, and the humanity in someone, then I'm missing the point. And I think that we get taught this concept of pathology versus strength. This is my pathology. This is the stuff I have to work on. These are my strengths. But that is a not rich understanding of the human experience, because it's really more like a matrix where our deepest gifts swirl around with our biggest wounds, with our biggest defenses. Underneath all of those prickly, unhealthy defenses lies a wound. Inside each one of those wounds lies a gift, a place where we care deeply, that we have to still grow around and mature around. And in every one of those gifts lies a portal to our greatest self. So we're struggling. We're all struggling. To have somebody remind us of the beauty of our gifts, it just straightens out our path. It makes things simpler. It makes things clearer. You know, growth is convulsive, and we are convulsive. We grow convulsively. To have somebody see our beauty and point it out is like shining a flashlight onto the path we want to go on. It gives us hope. So in this gorgeous, gorgeous exercise, that's what you're going to get. So here's how it goes. You are going to reach out to some people. Now, let me just say, some of you may feel like there's nobody that fits this following bill. And the bill is they have to know you. They have to have your back. And they have to be able to follow the instruction, which is, no advice, absolutely no critique, and no suggestions. For this process, it is simply having them do their very best to articulate what they see in you as your realest, deepest, most authentic gifts. So it's got to be people who you trust are capable of doing that. If you don't have anybody, you can make someone up. It could be a saint. It could be a spiritual figure. Maybe it would be someone like a grandparent who's not alive anymore, where you just imagine what they would say and you write yourself this letter. But our vision of our mission gets fuzzy when we're embroiled in self-criticism. When we see our gifts and our beauty, our vision loses that blur. It becomes clearer. It becomes pointed. And what an incredible, incredible gift that is when that happens. And that's what's going to happen for you when you do this process. So even if it's a made-up person, maybe it's a pet, but maybe there's someone who you could do this with who's alive. But any of those things are possibilities. The other thing is, and this is fabulous. And, you know, in my intensive, we do this every time you switch learning partners, you do this gift circle with them. And at the end of the course, we spend a few hours and everyone just gets to kind of like be bathed in hearing what this incredibly wise and kind community has to say about you, kind of capturing your gifts. It's an amazing process. So, if you are in a situation where there are a few people who we know each other that you could do this with, it's really fabulous because the first person speaks and then the second person is like, yeah, that's right. And then they add to it. And it becomes like a tapestry, a kind of woven tapestry of recognition of your beauty and who you are. It's really, really fabulous. Every one of you who leads workshops and retreats, I encourage you to end the retreat with this process or to consider doing that, because it leaves people with their hearts glowing and with a deep and rich sense of self-love. So I'm going to read you some of what this kind of letter, this template of a letter is, that you can share with people. And it's going to be in the transcript to this episode, so you will have it. So everyone who has the book Deeper Dating, it is in deeper dating resources at the end. It's in the epilogue, but again, it's going to be in the transcript too. So this is a sample letter that you could just shoot out to people. You can change it. It's a little verbose, but it kind of says it, and you could just, you know, use this. And it says, "Thank you for agreeing to help me in my gift circle. I'm asking for your support out of a serious commitment to find healthy intimacy. And please know I'm only asking my most trusted close friends, family, and supportive professionals to be a part of this process. And I hope I get to give the same back to you." So then the other part I'm just going to read to you is this. "Most of us don't know enough about what our core gifts are and how they affect others. The experience of having these gifts reflected to us can feel like a map emerging from out of the haze, a map of who we are and of the possibilities of who we can become. And when we have a positive sense of who we are, we find the energy to cut through the obstacles, fears, and fogs that separate us from our passion. Through this process, you will be giving that gift to me. And if you're open to it, I'd like to offer the same back to you. Thank you so much for this gift that you're giving me in my journey toward love. I hope it's also a rich experience for you." So then you set up a time, you do it. Trust me, you will adore it. But here's another thing I want to tell you is that it's hard to take in, and you may not be able to take it all in, but there will be parts at least that you could take in. If it could be recorded, then you have it for forever. If it's an email, then you have it for forever. If it's on Zoom and you record it, you have it for forever. And the other person does as well, because you'll really, really enjoy coming back to it. And I know for me, when I'm in this process, a lot of me doubts and doesn't believe, but some parts really like stick in and they're wonderful. The parts that are hard for me to believe or take in, I try to let them wash over me like rain. Like maybe they're not sinking in, but I'm letting them kind of soak me at the same time. So that's just a suggestion I have, because it's hard to take in all of this reflection of beauty. But here's the deal. We walk through life not knowing this stuff enough. And what we lose by not knowing this stuff enough is huge. It's huge. You know, sometimes I think of it like the Sahara Desert with no solar collectors. Like all these people who really know us, if they take a few moments, could talk about our beauty in the most profound ways. We will be touched and we will be changed. But culturally, like, we just don't do that. So these gorgeous, gorgeous gifts get dissipated. They don't get fully stated. And when they are fully stated, it is a mutual gift of epic, epic proportions. So I really encourage you to do this. I know it's scary. I know it's hard. I know it's kind of embarrassing. But remember, you're going to give it back to the other person. And I am asking you to please leave comments and tell me what it was like for you. I want to hear. Many thousands and thousands of people listen to these episodes. So I really, really want to, I'm hoping for lots and lots of comments and feedback, getting to hear what your experience is like when you do this. And again, go to the transcript of the episode at deeperdatingpodcast.com so that you can get a copy of that letter. You could just cut and paste it. Thank you all for listening. Enjoy this adventure. Happy holidays. Happy New Year. Happy whatever time it is for you at the time that you get this, and enjoy your gift circle.
And that's it for today's episode of Deeper Dating. Be sure to go to deeperdatingpodcast.com as Ken has a few more gifts for you. Then join us on the next episode.